This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And joining us this morning is our friend Vic Krause, who couldn't get more energetic if you connected jumper cables to
Tell you what, Dave, I woke up today and I had a major case of the tinglies, so it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah. Wow. So yeah. That's what I have to look forward to.
Yeah, you're the first victims, you two guys.
Don't touch the equipment. It's already wonky enough this morning.
Okay, I'll keep my hands in my pockets.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah.
So well, you guys have been having a time of your life up there, I understand.
Tell you what, this is the most fun we've had in 12 years, and the reason being we eliminated a lot of the unnecessary stuff. We streamlined the loading of the tram. By the way, folks, we're talking about the Warbirds Adventure Tram Tour, where we take you on the rides throughout the Warbird area. But yeah, back, Dave, we streamlined the loading process, so it goes
the people
fast.
Just walk up on a deck, and then the floor gives way, and they fall into the tram?
Yeah, we pull a thing out from under their feet, and they drop right into their seat.
It's a lot more gentle than it sounds, trust me. Yeah. I was there.
Yeah, yeah, and as a matter of fact, you and Tiffany, right?
Yeah.
And you guys had a ride. Give us your take on it.
Loved it, excellent. And I did, too. I have not seen this many warbirds down there in a long time. You got at least a dozen Mustangs. There's a ton, and I mean a ton, of T6s. And, you know, I was blown away. I thought, holy underwear. You even had my favorite World War II fighter. You had a Hellcat sitting there.
Yeah.
I cheated. I took a nap under it yesterday.
I heard that somebody took a photo of you doing that. So they caught you napping.
Ricardo,
they did catch you napping.
Ricardo caught me napping. But,
oh, my.
He's famous for his sleep poses. He's going to open a whole gallery of that.
If you're like me, your mouth's open, your tongue's hanging out the corner, and drool goes down. And it's a sight to see, yeah.
There was a presentation there regarding Jack Roush and the Mustangs and everything, Bud Anderson. That was outstanding. And before that, Teresa Eamon was singing her heart out,
ain't
as
she something?
Always. She comes up to World War II weekend in Reading, but unfortunately, Dave and I both are working the show. We can't listen to her.
So you don't get to enjoy her.
No.
So yesterday was a bonus.
She's halfway across the airfield.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. And they get her up on that Jumbotron so you can experience her performance from a darn near a quarter mile away.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it's just outstanding to see her, and she's just singing her heart out.
Excellent.
So what have you got special up there today?
Oh, man, we're just scrambling. We, you know, the thing starts at 7:30, goes till about 1:30 in the afternoon. And today, this morning, we were a little bit behind the power curve. So, man, we were scrambling. There were like seven of us, and we were, you know, rushing to get the thing ready to go. And it was just launching as I left. So, but back to the Warbird stuff. Today, you know, air show, you're going to be a big one. You know, my fingers are crossed. They said, first of all, there were three. Did you see the Tora? There were about three of those bad boys.
Yep.
Their aircraft came in, I think, Monday night. They're expecting, I think, the last three guys to show up today. So I'm hoping that they're in this today's air show. That's going to be spectacular. Boy, I'll tell you, other than that, the Sim building, we didn't even touch on this in the last 2 days. You know, they had an F4U Corsair simulator, P-51 simulator. They added Redbird. And they added two more. They got two Corsairs and two P-51 Sims in that building now. So it's just rocking. And the kid, anybody 18 and under, free. Just go in there, sign up, register for a slot, and drive a Corsair, man. Go do that.
Darn, I'm going to lie about my age.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm 68 going on 18. You know?
I got a guy that does false IDs. He's really good.
Are they good?
He's real good.
Good.
Yeah, he said, oh, yeah, we can help you out. We'll take you from 76 to 75. I went, yeah,
all right. Nobody ever know.
That won't get me in the Sim building, but okay, fine.
You got the key to the building, so you can go in there at night. And
well, I know. I have friends.
Yes, exactly.
I'll tell you what. From what I saw yesterday, it was a beehive of activity, and I just saw a bunch of smiling faces.
You were talking yesterday you wanted to hit 30 tram tours.
Yeah.
Did you make it?
Well, you know what happened. Mother Nature went, you know what, take the first couple, three, four tours off this morning while I put a little bit of moisture on the ground.
Yeah, wash the airport.
So, yeah, wash the airport down. So that we got kind of held back. We pushed the envelope a little bit trying to get as many tramps in as we could. So here's what happened. I'll give you the underbelly of some of the stuff. So our last tram, which we ushered out of the chute a little bit on the late side, we didn't realize they also started the air show prep and the flight line, you know, or they were going to fire up the engines a little earlier. So between us being late and them being early, our tram got all the way out to the far north end where it starts its trek coming back through all the sixes and T-34s, whatever's out there. And the security guys go, halt. Halt. Well, no, it was a bonus. So listen to this. They're all the way out by the 1827, by the fence. They had to stop, so they were able to get out of the tram, stand on the fence line, watch all the recoveries of a lot of the frontline fighters and whatever the heck was landing, and they got to watch fairly up close and personal the taxi out of, I think it was the Yaks, because they were on the kind of west end of the north side. So they had a bonus. They had an extra 20 minutes on their ride.
Wow.
But I did get a call from the director of Warbirds last night.
Don't do that again.
So now I got to go to the daily briefings so that I'm aware of when they.
Oh, you are such a bad boy.
I got a little pink slip there in the mail last night. So
this is going on your permanent record, Krause.
You know what? But yeah, permanent record, and it's already stained enough. You don't want to see all the other things. But anyway, back to this tram. You know, these people came in and they were smiles ear to ear because they got a bonus. They got like two rides in one. And yeah, so there you go.
How many people have you run through? I mean, what's each tram carry?
Yeah, each tram carries 31 people. We got three of them going nonstop, just back-to-back continuous the whole run, 7:30 to 1:30 or 2 o'clock, depending on, you know, when I send out the last run. And so Monday we did 28 rides. We were shooting for 30 on Tuesday. I can tell you something right now. We're going to do 30 today, maybe more. I mean, everybody was in the tent. We were the tardy ones getting the trams going, but they're flying now. And I'm thinking, Dave, honestly, I think we'll do over 30 tours.
So, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing that I would recommend the passengers, keep your eyes peeled. Keep looking. Take pictures. Listen to the narrator, because you're going to see some rare aircraft here. And
yeah,
it's just amazing the assortment. I was like, well, I haven't seen one of these in, what, 20 years? And then I'm looking, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa.
Didn't you say you have three P-40s?
Yes, there were three down on the very first, the easternmost row in Fighter
Town. That's very unusual.
Yeah.
There are just not many of those around.
Next to those two bad boys was a Spitfire and a Hurricane, and then three more P-51s. That was the first row.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's going pretty good.
There were four Corsairs there, which, you know, I've never seen four Corsairs together at one time.
It's quite an event. There's nine flying, ten at the most?
Something like that.
It's really an amazing, rare to see all that airplane.
Plus the Hellcat, there's only six of them flying in the world, and here we've got one.
Eddie, how about that Bearcat? What the heck?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, really good.
Talk about a tiny airplane with a big engine.
Yes.
I just want to look at that and take it home.
You know, you were saying about open up your eyes, ears, all your senses when you're on the tour, and be sure, take that cell phone and put that thing on mute, off, or airplane mode. Put it on airplane mode.
Yeah,
what did I just say? Did I say that?
And take pictures, crying out loud.
That's what to do.
This event is happening this year, and this is the only time you're going to see this collection of aircraft. It'll change for next year,
so
hopefully bigger.
They took you past all the reenactors, right?
Yeah.
You saw the L-Birds. So they drug you through all. Actually, we call it 12 different zones. It's kind of a diabolical plot. Actually, there's 11. The 12th is the gift shop. We drop you just like Disney and all the rest of the money.
And you have to go out through the gift shop, yeah.
Adventure tours.
And the one thing I would recommend to people that are going to Warbird Alley is spend some time. Tiffany and I spent the whole day there yesterday just sucking in the sights, the sounds.
And sleeping under the wing.
And sleeping under the wing. That was good, too. But as we were leaving, they started a parade of aircraft going out there. I mean, it was a Corsair and I believe about four Mustangs. I got video of it. Where are you going to find a soundtrack like that except here at Oshkosh?
Yeah, and that tram tour is adjacent to Papa One Taxiway, so we get a wonderful array of sounds and sights going by us, for sure.
Just be careful with the security personnel. They will... You know, they will hold you up to allow an airplane to move.
I was waiting for them to say they will shoot to kill.
They, you know, and all the people that I ran into working that event yesterday, They were so nice, so full of energy, and just friendly as hell.
Yeah, well, we've made, like I said, we've made so many nice changes internally to the way we process the riders and the whole thing, and it's made it so stress-free for the staff, you know, because we don't get people complaining.
So you've reduced wait times. What's an average wait time?
Oh, no, it's come way down. I would say, I'd say we've cut it 30% of what it was, maybe 40%.
That's pretty good.
At peak times, you know, we'll have 100, 150 people in lines, but they move really fast.
Yeah, they do.
So the people are appreciative of the new changes. That's
so,
sure.
So Vic, good. When are you going to add the fourth tram so you can hit that 40 mark?
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? We'll be running over each other. Yeah, and that's another thing. You got some drivers like to drive slow, so you got the other guy like coming up on his rear bumper. But yep. Yeah, four trams, wow. We'll see.
All right, Vic, so we've been talking with Vic Krause of Warbirds of America. A tightly coiled spring this early in the morning.
Boing!
So head on up to the north end of the field.
There you go.
And you'll find him up there.
Have a great time up there in Fighter Town. It is awesome.
All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.